$100 billion a year in improper payments by the government. The system is more fragile now than before the Lehman crisis. And Libyan oil coming back online. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, July 14th. First, this week's calendar. Retail sales growth was weak in May, and now we'll get the June numbers on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll get a look at the headline producer price index number for the month of June. The consensus guesstimate calls for a 0.3% increase. The Federal Reserve Index of Industrial Production comes out on Wednesday as well. And housing starts for June, that figure comes out on Thursday. Fed head Janet Yellen provides testimony to the Senate on Tuesday, and then if you didn't get it there, you can get it again when she does the same at the House on Wednesday. Of course, the focus is on interest rates. John Williams, the president of the San Francisco Fed, gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal in which he suggested that the Fed could begin easing rates higher a little earlier than expected. 2 weeks ago in this space, I told you about the warning issued by the Bank for International Settlements about euphoric, their words, euphoric equity markets. Well, it didn't take Yellen long to respond to the BIS suggestion that the financial markets have become detached from reality. She gave that idea the back of her hand, saying that there is no need for the Fed to change its course. So now, the head of the BIS has given an interview to the London Telegram in which he said that the international system is in many ways more fragile now than it was in the build-up to the Lehman crisis. And he added that there is something strange about fighting debt by incentivizing more debt. So when will the bubble of euphoria burst? Well, he refused to say, and he cited Keynes' observation that the markets can stay irrational much longer than you can stay solvent. Oil has been moving lower since the middle of June. Friday saw both U.S. and Brent crude down a couple more bucks to the lowest levels in 2 months. A four-month strike at Libya's largest oil field has finally come to an end, with predictions that Libyan production could actually triple. And finally, enter the money must grow on trees file. I want to make sure that you heard the story that the AP reported that last year the U.S. government made about $100 billion in payments to people who were not entitled to have them. Unemployment benefits to people who had jobs and stuff like that. It's a practice that by the government's own admission has amounted to more than $500 billion just in the last 5 years. And you know what they say, a trillion here and a trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. That's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.